Hi everyone and welcome to the Academy podcast where we talk all things digital and e-learning. I'm Sam and I work in the Academy team and today we're joined by Grant Anderson and Jane Henderson from the Next Gen team who will be discussing the work that they do as well as how they have utilised the Academy and embraced digital tools to support their work. Hi Grant and Jane, thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Thanks Sam, we are delighted to be here from Next Gen, this is great.
Great to have
absolutely,
you.
Absolutely, thank you for that.
So, we're very excited to be here, Sam, and I just want to say first off that I'll let you know how excited we are to be here.
Tell
and the
me.
Fact that Jane has actually rearranged the room that she's sitting in so that all of your podcast listeners have a really nice view in the background for when they're listening to this. So she did tell me this morning and I found that absolutely hilarious.
I had purposefully brought in a very beautiful and large plant for something that we were, a meeting where we were doing a presentation and we had a slightly more senior audience than usual and I thought, I better tidy my room, I better get the background looking good. Walked in the other morning and I thought to myself, that would be perfect for the podcast.
Well, I appreciate
and
it.
And then I realised.
It's a thought that counts.
Yeah.
So I'm sure most of us have heard or saw the term next gen floating about SQA and I just wondered for those who might not know more than that, can you kind of give us some insight into what next gen is?
Yeah, absolutely. I am hoping there are not too many people who don't know what next gen is at this stage, but I suppose next gen, what we're doing just now is actually adapting our higher national qualifications. So we're redeveloping our HNCs and HND offering at this stage. So really what we're doing is making them more flexible and fit for the future. In terms of doing that, the process that we're going through is a little bit different for SQA. Mm-hmm. Because what we're actually doing is we're following a service design model in developing those qualifications. And we're really sort of focusing on meeting the needs of the learners and centres who are delivering on the qualifications as well, but we've got a real focus on continuous improvement and collaboration as we're developing the qualifications. So in terms of that development process, we've got a set of design principles for Next Gen. Those design principles have some new elements in there which have been added to the qualifications, things like meta skills, learning for sustainability. There's a sort of reduced assessment load in there as well, and we've got new grading models as well, so there's some very different aspects to the Next Gen qualifications. And it really has been a collaborative effort in terms of developing those qualifications. So at this stage, in terms of subjects, it's on a sort of smaller scale. At this moment in time, we've got roughly about 20 qualifications going through that, or have been through that development phase, and have moved into a sort of pilot phase. So what we do is we develop a prototype qualification, which then moves to a pilot phase, and we evaluate during that pilot phase as well.
And just kind of following on from that, I think, Grant, you're really right to focus in on the piloting and evaluation as it is being delivered as a distinctive feature of Next Gen. So it means, Jen, that we're working collaboratively with a large number of pilot centres and with the teams in those pilot centres. And what they've been willing to do, they've kind of come up to the plate and they have said, we're going to take on your next gen. We know it's developed to a minimum viable product standard. And what we're doing is we're opting in to working with you on this development, because that's what the piloting involves. Not everything is set in stone. There are things to be developed and thought through and challenges responded to, and that's what our pilot centres have been doing. And our ongoing evaluation has been a really, really important part of that, focusing in on learners with at least 2, sometimes 3 focus group sessions for subject groups across the year, and focusing in on our delivery teams as well. So all of that has been at the kind of subject and piloting level, but the Next Gen project isn't restricted to that. It's not just about the subjects, as Grant was mentioning, the kind of big ideas of meta skills and learning for sustainability. So those are also what we call project strands. And again, it's this collaborative nature of NextGen, because the Strand leads are not drawn from the NextGen core team. They're from the right teams and have the right people from wide across the whole organisation. Metaskills and Learning for Sustainability are just a couple of examples. But we've also got people leading on evaluation, on change impact assessment, on quality assurance, on policy. So it just gives you a bit of a flavour of the extent of the project and what does make it really quite unique in SQA at this point in time.
Yep, that all sounds really interesting, and I want to kind of get into the collaboration part, but just before I do, I just wonder if you don't mind sharing like how you're finding working this way, because it is so different. Like, are you enjoying it? Are you finding it challenging? Just, I wonder if you wouldn't mind kind of letting us know how you find it.
Yeah, I'm going to leap in and I'm going to say I think it's absolutely fantastic. So in my career, it's you come in and out of posts and jobs and different organisations. So I've worked in the sector, Sam. You know, I started off as a lecturer and a curriculum manager, and I've also been in and out of a couple of different roles within SQA. So I can honestly say that the scale, the pace, the collaboration, the teamwork, I think it makes NextGen pretty unique in my working experience, whether within SQA or external to SQA. And it's so stimulating. And I love the fact that we don't have to try to get everything absolutely right, absolutely first time, because that's not what real life is like. In real life, mistakes are made, you have to learn from them, you want to move on. And that's what we have an opportunity to do in this project.
That sounds great, and something hopefully that the organisation can embrace. It sounds like an interesting way of working.
I really do think it is, and I know Grant will sort of touch later on the connections between the NextGen way of working and the principles that are going to govern our new awarding body, whatever we get called. So I think we see a lot of connections between the NextGen way of working and how the new organisation might hope to work together in the future.
Well, it's good to know. It's good to know we've got people in the organisation working that way so that we have that support if we do move towards that way of working. So to get back to collaboration, it seems to be very much at the centre of the work that you do. Can you kind of let us know a little bit more about how you do work, but more so than what you've kind of elaborate on what you've already kind of touched on, to be fair?
It's our favourite word, isn't it? Collaboration, our favourite word. So I'll just come in sort of first of all and talk a little bit there about our qualification design teams. Now this of course isn't new. SQA has always worked extensively with the sector, drawing together, you know, subject teams when a development is on the go. You know, I think occasionally out there in the big bad world, people think SQA go into a darkened room and cook things up all on our own, but we've never done that. It's always been done led by subject experts in their field. So of course that continues in the qualification design teams. But again, just to kind of bring in a little bit about what I've noticed is fresh and innovative about the NextGen, we took a lot of care to make sure that the QDTs really do try and draw on a wide representation of relevant stakeholders. So yes, we've got our subject experts in the field, often from further education or from training providers, but the role of employers, the role of sector skills bodies, the role of HEI and regulatory bodies, also fundamentally, although it's a challenge we haven't overcome yet, actually involving learners mm-hmm. in the design of our qualification too. So we've got that worked into our QDT remit, and it's something we're actively working towards realising is actually involving learners at the design stage. There are challenges there, obviously, as you can mm-hmm. imagine, but that's very, very much the direction of travel. And just to give concrete examples, so I'm working across a couple of different subjects in NextGen, and those are TV and engineering. Now, every subject is development. Every group that forms, you know, they have their own dynamics and their own personalities. But just thinking about the richness of those experiences, engineering has a fantastic representation from across the sector. And that qualification design team has entered so seriously into the development, and it's just been a pleasure working with them across the couple of years now. And TV, a very different subject area. You know, our engineers like to be quite systematic, and our TV people like to be quite creative, and you know, that's maybe sort of inevitable. And TV have worked especially hard recently, reaching out to employers, actually forming a kind of separate, distinct employers QDT group, and looking to the future, we're hoping that will stand us in really good stead as that particular qualification moves forward into being the standard TV qualification, not the next gen pilot. And we're hoping they'll give us ongoing feedback, and it will be quite a lot of continuity in that voice, not just for the development phase, but into the future too.
Amazing. I wonder, when you speak about kind of these subjects, TV appeals to me, so interesting, but kind of coming to these subjects that you have been exploring so far, has it been, how did you kind of come to those subjects in terms of like decision making to get to that? Was it like?
No, it's a really, really good question, Sam. So there were criteria for the selection of the subjects that went forward for the first phase of the development. And those criteria were, you know, based on some fairly strategic intelligence from across Scotland about where are their skills gaps, for example, and where are the government economic priorities. So there were pretty strategic level criteria for the selection of subjects. And also, to be realistic, there were also factors to do with who really wanted to come forward and actually progress those developments. And I can definitely say that the TV TV community were super keen to do that. One of the reasons being was that they felt that their current HNC really was in need of change. You know, the industry needed change, and so they were just really champing at the bit to get in there.
Nice. I feel like there's so much more room to grow there as well in terms of subjects that you could support with this project. Do you have a wish list of subjects that you want to kind of tap into, or is it kind of as they come?
I wouldn't say it's a wish list. There's a lot of work that's being done in the background to prioritise what subjects will come along in the future. So we do have a plan for what subjects are coming next in terms of development through next gen. But yeah, it's a longer term project. But I wouldn't say there's a wish list there. We just have a certain criteria to select subjects, and we'll work through the next phases as they come along.
Is that in any way linked to kind of the skills needs within Scotland? Is that kind of a way that you would approach it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it absolutely does. But there's also other criteria to look at in that aspect as well. Not just the skills needs, maybe not even looking at just the uptake of qualifications. We have to look at what there is in terms of the uptake, but then also centres who are maybe delivering on some qualifications that have a slightly less uptake. We don't want them to feel left out as well. So there's a bit of a balance that needs to be struck there as well.
And I suppose that's interesting to see how the new approach is helping, supporting those areas that maybe have a lower uptake, would you say?
Absolutely. So, well, the role that Jane and I take in the project in terms of being a new product development manager, we do quite a lot of support with the pilot centres. It's part of our sort of main role. So we support them through that pilot process, just to make sure that they are fully supported in their journey with NextGen.
Yep. And do you, I suppose, in your roles, how does that work in terms of those collaborative pieces with the colleges and learners? Do you have specific subjects that you look after, or is it varied.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so the each new product development manager within the team has subject areas that they support with in the development process. And then at the same time, some of the new product development managers are assigned some of the strands which are operating within NextGen. So I know Jane touched on it earlier about the strands that we have. We've got about 17 strands that are working across the project. So it's a big body of work. Those strands are then split down with the new product development managers. So they assign onto some of the strand work. And then the strands each have a strand lead as well from that particular area of the business. So the kind of new product development manager and the strand lead work quite closely together, and then we work supporting the subject area and developing that as well. And in terms of collaboration, we are part of all of that, collaborating with the strands, collaborating with the development, everyone involved in that development, plus all of the pilot centre staff who are involved in the actual piloting process. So yeah, as a new product development manager, we're involved across the entire board, which is good.
And in terms of the pilot centres, just for anybody who's not involved, Sam, coming to this fresh, we developed a system of having keep in touch meetings. Mm-hmm. So we call, nice wee acronym there, call them KIT meetings. And they happen usually at least monthly with our pilot centres. And that's just a platform for sharing how things are going, for updating our pilot centres, for listening to how things are going, and all that collaboration. The kind of detailed stuff where it can all get a little bit administrative, arranging all the learner focus groups and the delivery team focus groups and keeping people up to breast with just such a big and fast moving project.
Yep, it definitely sounds really involved, but I suppose I would expect it's really rewarding to kind of be that involved and to see the impact that it's making.
No 2 days are the same.
No, definitely not.
So if I could bring it back to digital and get the academy in there, why did you decide as a team to start working with the academy, and how's that process been for you?
So I suppose working with the academy relates to one of our design principles within NextGen, which is digital by design. So it relates to that design principle, but then we also felt that we needed a particular strand that would give some additional learning and support, but not just to learners or delivering centres, but to everyone. Mm-hmm. So that we had a platform that we could share material and knowledge about NextGen with as many audiences as we possibly could. So that was the kind of reasoning for obviously working or having the academy as one of our strands in NextGen. How has the process been? I suppose this strand is one of the strands that I'm assigned to. So mm-hmm. I work quite closely with Robert and the rest of the academy team on the strand. I have to say that the process for me and I suppose for everyone else in NextGen has been a bit of a journey, mm-hmm. because we started out working on the strand, pulling together really basic information about what is it we're actually looking to achieve on NextGen, what do we need to get out there to let people know about NextGen and the project. So we kind of started with modules that we're kind of looking at. It is what it says on the tin. What is NextGen HN is one of the very first modules that we put out there, which was just to get get across to people what it is we're looking to do and how we've managed to get to the stage of where we were at in the project. As we've progressed through the project, we've used different elements of the academy. So we've added in a whole host of different modules. So things for our pilot centres. So we've got an induction in there for our pilot centres. We've got strand specific modules. So we've got modules relating to meta skills. We've got ones on grading, quality assurance. And really we've been adding elements to it as we've progressed. So as we then started to develop some of the qualifications, we then started to add modules for the likes of unit writing, so that we could assist unit writers in actually developing units which relate to the NextGen design principles. So as we've went through the process, we've kind of developed how we work with SQ Academy, and we've developed different types of modules in there as well. And we're now starting to move away from not just Academy modules for people learning, but actually using the Academy for different things and different tools. So we've developed like a meta skills tool, which is hosted on the Academy, which learners can access and input information, and it saves and they can return to that. So we're starting to, I suppose, look at different options with the Academy, which has been great. So how that process has worked has been good, because everything we come to the Academy with an idea or a suggestion, there's always a solution. Even if the original idea might not work, you're always quite happy to then discuss, right, what's the best option we can do after that, or how can we make this work? So actually the Academy have matched up quite well with the sort of ethos that we have in Next Gen, which is let's challenge things and let's be innovative and let's do some new things and try stuff out, which has been brilliant.
Definitely.
And I think, you know, Grant's kind of, you know, very, very involved, you know, as the Strand Lead for Digital. He's been working closely and has done a huge amount of great work with that strand to progress this. And my experience has been a wee bit different. I would say I've been more somebody who has, you know, almost come in as a user of that, of all the great things that the team have been setting up. So early doors in the pilot, we wanted to develop an SQ Academy module around grading, because grading is one of the big changes that makes our approach in Next Gen quite distinctive. And I have to say, I actually just loved that whole experience. Do you know, it was actually fun. I that probably sounds a bit unusual, but it was fun, because I used to be a teacher. And really, in essence, what you're doing in an SQA Academy module is, you know, you're packaging something that you want to help people understand and then be able to use and apply. So the principles of what we were doing in getting that live, you know, it was a kind of nice thing to return to that for me. And the person I was working with from the Academy team was just great. Lots and lots of wonderful digital tricks up her sleeve, you know, flip cards for, you know, making sure that knowledge is being consolidated, little animations so that you had a visual aspect as well as the kind of written word. So lots of great techniques in order to make learning, you know, actually, you know, quite fun and effective. So that was my experience, just coming in as somebody who wanted a product at the end, you know, for a different purpose. And I think the last thing to just emphasise about that is we've been talking a lot about collaboration, about the project being future focused and about it being agile. And with no regret whatsoever, I can say that grading module is now consigned to history, because the thinking moved on in grading. And so it was completely reviewed and revised and is now current and, you know, appropriate for people to come into at this point in time. And again, I have to say, I just love that about the project and about working with the digital team. Things don't have to, you know, sort of be static. Yeah. They need to keep changing and keep improving. And I think the team in the Strand and Grant have been fantastic at supporting that.
Yeah, I would agree. I think when you've been chatting through it, like, it does kind of make me feel close to it feels close to my team and how we work, and we are very solution focused, and we want to be ahead of the game and trying new things and be really engaging with what we're doing. So it sounds like a great relationship's developed and continues to develop as we continue to produce content to support the work that you do. And
yeah,
I like the emphasis on how you've been using the Academy for different things, and there's more than just a digital strand, and there's a lot of information that's flowing outwards, but it's nice to know that the Academy can be a place where a lot of things can be consolidated and a place where people hopefully feel kind of safe in terms of being able to access the learning that they need and also access other tools. And I think if you kind of nurture a space for people to go to, then that relationship with the information and what the messages you're trying to impart on people is strengthened, and hopefully that's building a good
absolutely
a good outlook on what you're trying to achieve.
I think it's been a particularly creative space within the Next Gen project, and that's just always exciting.
Absolutely. No, I agree with that, Jane. It's about getting from the space what you need yep. from it. And for us, it hasn't just been about pulling together some learning modules. It's about looking at a little bit wider than that. Mm-hmm. Not just using the academy for what you see on the surface, as in go in there, look at a module, get from that module what you need. We've looked at some additional aspects that we think would have, or we think really add value to the project that we've got.
That's great, and I think that's what we strive to do, is add value where we can. So it's nice to know that that's the case for you. In terms of the academy content, can you tell us a little bit a bit more about the audiences for that, just to give us a flavour of who's accessing it?
Yeah, okay, now that's a good question, because we have far wide reaching audiences. I suppose we have learner content on there, which I think was something that was a little bit new to the SQA Academy in terms of actually pulling modules together that learners could use within centres. So we've got learner content in there, we've got content for practitioners delivering centres, we've got content in there for some of our HEI stakeholders, our pilot centres of content in there, unit writers, even just the general public who want to find out a little bit more about what we're doing, there is content on there as well. So the audiences are wide. Now, in saying that, we weren't kind of content just to actually say here are some modules and then put them out there. What we wanted to do as a team was actually measure the engagement with those modules as well. So I at the time, SQA Academy have some great statistics which are sent out on the back of sort of modules going live, which gives you data in terms of the user engagement, bounce rates, etc., etc. But all of that data kind of came out on a kind of a course by course basis. And in Next Gen, as we like to innovate, we decided that actually what we would want to see is a full project picture. And actually look at all of our modules on there and how they are actually being interacted with. So we've got some extremely talented people within NextGen. Jordan, who works and helps to support our strand, actually worked quite closely with ASQ Academy, looking at how could we build a dashboard that would actually reflect all of the modules we have in NextGen and how users are interacting with that to measure those. So that's what we did. We built a dashboard connecting up to the sort of back reporting module of SQA Academy. That started to give us out some great statistics, and we linked up to all of the evaluation sort of forums which are added to the end of the module, so that we got feedback from users on the course as well, which we then distribute to the various strands who have modules within the academy. So it goes full circle for us. But those statistics have been actually really useful. Just to give you an example of users and how users are interacting with the academy, through August, September, October, we had over 1,400 users accessing our Meta Skills Learner modules.
Amazing.
So that would obviously align with when courses were starting and our pilot centres had introduced those modules to their classes. Learners have then went on, accessed the Meta Skills Learner materials and actually been using them at the start of their course to set up how they are going to develop Meta Skills throughout their journey on their Next Gen subject area. So it's been great to actually monitor that and see how that's operating. But again, that's something new for the Academy, which you guys were quite happy to embrace and help and work with us on, which is good.
Amazing. I'm definitely an advocate for looking at the data, and it's nice to know that there's meaningful kind of practice around it and trying to actually do that full circle and kind of appreciate everything that's going on in the background, in terms of even looking at the timings and stuff of when you have those peak points, to know how that is mirroring what's going on externally. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah, that's one of the things that actually is quite interesting in some of our statistics on the dashboard that we've pulled together. So we don't just look at users accessing the modules individually, but what we did was we actually looked at when we are attending either events, webinars, when we send out communications to our audiences, we actually plotted all of those events across the user data that we have so that we can match that up with when are we seeing peaks and troughs in the user's access in our Academy modules, and is that in relation to some of our particular events, so that we could then see other types of events that we're doing that actually really drive users to go to our Academy modules, or other particular times in the year that actually it's just natural that users are actually going in and accessing those modules. So yeah, all of that data is within our sort of dashboard within NextGen, which is really good because it just gives us a different insight and a different angle as to how our modules are being interacted with, which is great.
Yep.
I love it. I mean, I work very, very closely with Grant. There's barely a day goes by when we're not in a meeting together, and I didn't know that. That's really brilliant. So you're sort of looking at data from to see how it interacts, the picture that it builds. That's fantastic.
Yeah, something a wee bit different.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a great way to kind of look at your engagement and consider what works and maybe could be improved upon. In terms of just...
Yeah.
Embracing a dashboard and embracing the data and the numbers. I just, for anyone listening who agrees that it's a great idea, just a question on how difficult that was to set up in terms of getting all that together and maybe trying to sell the value of it just for anyone that is interested, I think would be interesting.
Well, it was done using tools which are available to us now, so it's not as though we had to go away and reinvent the wheel.
Yep.
So we were using, I know that the SQ Academy use Matomo in the background for the statistics, so that's already there pulling dashboard data together. What we have done is just transport that dashboard data through Power BI, and then pulled our dashboard together on Power BI, which is then sort of transferred into a PowerPoint slide. So we take out the relevant data for us, put it onto PowerPoint, and we post that within our Teams area. So our Strand has a Teams channel which we can post information on, so we post that up there on a monthly basis so that everyone gets to see sort of monthly what that data looks like. But yeah, not too difficult for me, although Jordan might argue that it was slightly more difficult than what I'm explaining today.
But it's interesting to know that we have the tools to do those things, and if we just invest a bit of time, that it really can support and enhance the work that we do and help us take the right approach.
It helps to make future decisions. That's the way we were looking at it. So if there is feedback that's coming through on some of those modules, which we have had, we've had feedback on some of the Academy modules from users that can mean that actually we sort of develop that module and make it a bit more user friendly, or make it a better module to navigate or to even complete, or if there are things missing from the learning in there, then we get feedback on that. Any feedback that we've had, we pass back to the owner of that module, so that when we go through our cycle of reviewing the modules, which we do every 12 months, so we kind of work to the timescales that you have, Sam, within the Academy. Mm-hmm. Every 12 months we do a full review of each individual module to make sure it's up to date, that it's got the right content in there that we need. Then, yeah, that's when that feedback is then taken into account and the module changed and updated for the next version, which is released. So we use the data.
Yep. And I think for me, and hopefully others as well, like NextGen in general just feels kind of distinct and kind of exciting in terms of what it's trying to do. And even down to like the branding, I find like it really stands out and kind of reflects a bit of a new approach for us as an organisation and kind of how we're trying to put ourselves out there. I wondered just a little bit on your thoughts around that and keeping people engaged in the project.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So both Jane and I actually work on one of our other strands within NextGen, which is our branding, communications and engagement strand. So you've asked the right people, I suppose, and that branding that we've got, our marketing team have done a great job in terms of pulling that together. It is fresh, it is new. It wasn't available to us right at the very start of when we were pulling together all of our academy content. So actually there was a little bit of a mismatch in the first instance that we had pulled together modules about what is Next Gen and the kind of introductory modules of the project, and we didn't really have that branding at that stage. But once it was developed, that's where the cycle of the 12-month review comes in really handy, mm-hmm. because we could then go back to each of those modules and actually refresh all the modules, but refresh them with all of the branding materials that were coming on board from Strand 5, from our sort of marketing and comms and branding strand. So that's where we sort of made it a little bit fresh, and we were able to sort of make sure that we kept people engaged in some of those modules, because there have been updates added into them as we go along. And every time we do make updates and changes, we make sure that's all communicated. So not just internally, but we have various comms which go external to all of our audiences. So we have one specific to the pilot centres, we have one specifically that go out, we have a Next Gen News that goes out as well to a much wider audience. And when we've refreshed some of our content in the academy, that's all communicated through those channels. And then we measure, obviously, the user activity against that as well, so it all goes full circle. So that's how we kind of try to keep the user experience a little bit fresh. So some of the things we've done.
That sounds great, and just I think you highlight just the importance of having a review period and having that opportunity to update. It helps keep us feeling relevant. It also just improves like credibility and people feeling like we are up to date and things aren't going old and becoming out of date. So yeah, I think that was a good point to raise. In terms of the resources that you have on the academy, how do you see that evolving in the future?
That's a good question. I suppose there's quite a lot to come in the future, but because we are so user centred, It will depend on users, because they are helping to shape what is coming in the future with our academy resources. So to give you an example of that, obviously Jane has spoke a little bit before about some of the learner engagement that we do and learner evaluation sessions. So from some of that learner engagement, we had feedback from learners that they would like to see more learner modules added. But in subject areas which were a little bit more generic that would help them with their courses and their studies. So we have actually developed some learner modules, or they're going through development at the moment, which are looking at things like academic writing, referencing, how to write a blog. So some of these kind of generic areas learners have told us in our evaluation that they would really benefit from. So that's what we've done. We've went away and developed courses on those subject areas, which we will soon release out to learners so that they can use them. So being user-centered and capturing that information during the evaluation helps us look at what will come in the future. I suppose it's also worth mentioning that we have other Strand modules which are being developed at this stage. So we haven't covered everything within the modules that we've currently got. Mm-hmm. So for example, Learning for Sustainability is being introduced to our qualifications. At this moment in time, we've produced a Learning for Sustainability module, but we're looking to build on that. So there will be more modules coming for Learning for Sustainability. And also, it depends on our sort of future project deliverables as well. So when we start to move to the stage where our qualifications are starting to be mainstreamed and move out to be available to other centres out from pilot, then we will need to look at what does our academy offering look like at that stage. So will it need to move away from the kind of next gen piloting type modules to more sort of modules which are SQA modules. There's a bit of work to be done on that as well. So the future, there's quite a lot of things to do. And I suppose it's also worth mentioning at this stage, we've tried a couple of pilots within the academy, one of them being digital badges. Mm-hmm. So we've actually attached digital badges to some of the modules that we have at the moment. There's a bit of work to be done in that in the future, because do we look to then implement some digital badges on more of the content that we have moving forward? It's just been something that I think the Academy have been looking to implement for a while. So they saw NextGen as being an opportunity to do that. And we grabbed that opportunity with both hands and thought, yes, we'll pilot our qualifications, let's pilot digital badges as well. So we've done that over the past few months as well. So just to really see, does that add to the motivation for someone completing a module, and then it gives a little bit of recognition as well. There's a whole host of things, I think, to come from the Strand.
Yeah, so for me it sounds like there's going to be a steady flow of work for the future and beyond, lots of things happening. And I like that you mentioned the badges, because I think it again just highlights the similarities between the teams in terms of our approaches and our outlooks on what we're trying to do with our work. And it's nice that can be mutually beneficial to test things out and see how it goes and learn from mistakes and find new solutions.
And who doesn't love a badge?
Absolutely.
It's very true. Don't we all like to get a pat on the back or have some sort of achievement?
A wee bit of recognition.
Definitely. Yeah. So before we wrap up, our kind of final question, if you could make sure that the listener took away one thing from this conversation, what would you like that to be?
Well, I don't know if we've used the word collaboration yet in this podcast, only about a million times. I mean, I think anybody listening is just going to get a picture of that, of the extent, yep, the creativity, you know, the very good things that have come from that collaborative kind of model of working. So for me, the takeaways, if anybody's listening, new to NextGen, if you like working collaboratively, if you relish the benefits that you get from that, and also it's just so agile, it's so quick, it's very future focused and creative and innovative. Those are the takeaways, and those are applicable across many, many, many different strands, all subjects and so many contexts. So, you know, that's a very shareable message, I think, if you're drawn to it.
Yeah, I agree with that, Jane. I think another good thing to take away is that actually quite a lot of our ways of working within NextGen, we were recently involved in some of the reform roadshows that, yep, happened across SQA. And when you look at the sort of design principles for the new awarding body, they actually align quite nicely with quite a lot of our ways of working and our design principles within NextGen. So I suppose one thing to take away is our way of working in NextGen is not too far away from the new model that we want to move to, in terms of the new awarding body, which is a good thing. And I think even if you speak to anyone in NextGen, we've all really enjoyed working in this type of environment. Having this way of working has been really good. And I think what we've heard from some of our external engagement from practitioners and learner engagement is that they really enjoy how we've been doing that as well. So the support that we offer and actually speaking to them has been well received. So one thing I think to take away is that with reform, we're not that far away from operating at that sort of model as it is, albeit there's a lot of work to do in that area. But yeah, we've really enjoyed it in NextGen, so I think that'll be an exciting journey for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a positive message to end on as well, is that collaboration is key, and it's also working, and you're hearing that external feedback that the way that you're working and the way that the organisation wants to move to work similarly, if that's having positive effects on the outside, then hopefully that's the direction of travel we'll find ourselves in over the next few years.
Definitely.
And for future podcasts, you also want to make sure that you rearrange your living room so that everyone can see the lovely surroundings that you're sitting in.
I would really like to offer that tip, you know, free of charge. You know, I don't charge for these hints and tips, Sam. So yes, absolutely. I'll do some interior design with your next podcast.
I love it. We'll need to find a way to incorporate it in somehow. Thank you both so much for your time today. I've really enjoyed hearing more about NextGen and learning from you. And thank you to listeners for tuning into this episode as well. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed being part of the conversation. You can find all episodes on the podcast section of the Academy site. And if you'd like to get involved, please get in touch. And until then, enjoy listening while you work.
Thank you.